671, please, Carla.
671, create a new represented classification of public safety support specialist and establish an interim compensation rate for this classification.
Very good. And colleagues, I'll probably say most of what needs to be said on this. The public safety support specialist positions are foundational to mine Chief Outlaw's vision of a community-centered police bureau. These positions are also foundational to the community's vision of the police bureau in recognition of the fact that police officers are not always necessary for every type of call. The role of the public safety support specialist, or PS3, is to respond to non-emergency calls for services that don't require a sworn officer. This position was first called a community service officer, but the position name has been changed to better reflect the goals of the position, which are to enhance public safety service and community engagement for the public. Among other duties, public safety support specialists will respond to non-injury traffic collisions. If you get into a fender bender or your car breaks down, PS3s will be dispatched to provide immediate aid. They will also be made available for pedestrians, bicyclists, and other community members in need of assistance. They will follow up on property crimes where there's no suspect information, placing an emphasis on victims' rights. These specialists will attend your neighborhood meetings and community events. They will respond, as I said, to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other community members in need of basic assistance, where a sworn officer is not always needed. The public safety support specialist will ultimately increase the bandwidth of sworn officers and better enable the Bureau to engage in a community policing model. They will support sworn officers by taking some of the administrative duties currently done by sworn officers. This is a pilot program, so we're initially planning to deploy 12 PS3s with the intention of growing that number as the success of the program is assessed through data. I'm excited about the opportunity this presents for the Portland Police Bureau. Thank you to the Portland Police Association for collaborating with us on what this program will ultimately look like. I'm looking forward to the first appointment of public safety support specialists. AC Davis, welcome and thank you for your patience.
Thank you. I don't really have anything to add to that, but I'm here and Elizabeth Nunes is here from the Bureau of Human Resources. I don't know if she has anything, but I'm here for any questions that you might have.
Colleagues, any particular questions on this item? Seeing none, is there any public testimony on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet. This was pulled from consent.
I was just curious how the number of 12 was arrived at. Is that there's some magic to having 12 people, public safety support specialists, versus 24? Or?
That decision was made before I got involved in this, so I'm not sure, but I can try to track that down.
I know where it came from. Yeah. It was budget resource.
Yeah. That's what was budgeted.
I might guess, but
yeah, there was no magic to it, but 12 is, of course, an ancient number seeped in history. Very good. Seeing no public testimony, please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Well, I appreciate the clarification around the name and the function of these positions. There's been a lot of confusion in the community and, I think, inside the building. There's also been a lot of anticipation in the community. I'm hoping that this goes well and that we bring on board many more than 12, because I'm quite certain that we are overloading our officers with work that could be delegated to delegated. I just made up a word.
It's a good one.
I have to make up the meaning now, but delegated to non-sworn staff. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I'm very glad that the Chief Outlaw and Mayor Wheeler are supportive of this program. As some will remember, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Hales, and I took considerable grief from the community about the contract that we approved for the Portland Police Association, which specified that these positions would be allowed. I'm grateful that they have worked with staff, with human resources, not only to define what these positions will do, but also to make sure that there isn't any overlap with the park rangers. We did not want our rangers to be headhunted to these better paying positions, but I'm satisfied that the job descriptions are really different and that our park rangers will want to stay being park rangers because that's what they really excel at. So I'm glad that we're finally getting it going. I'm a little bit disappointed that the starting age is 21, but I think having the probationary period being 12 months is definitely the right choice if we could only have one or the other. Because, as we all know, we need people out on the streets as soon as possible, helping Portlanders when trouble arises. So thank you very much, Mayor. I appreciate your continuing to push this. I also want to thank Tim Crail, my chief of staff, who at every single meeting with any Portland police chief or mayor has raised this issue, and I'm very happy to see it started. Aye.
Wheeler.
It takes about a year and a half to 2 years to certify and properly train a police officer, and it's pretty obvious that you do not need a sworn armed police officer to go to every kind of circumstance in the community. So I believe this will serve both the function of enhancing community connectedness and community trust with our police bureau, and it will address some of the fiscal issues facing the police bureau, including the overtime costs. So I'm certainly enthusiastic about this. I'm glad we're getting it going. Thank you, AC Davis, for your hard work on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your patience as well. Next up, the